Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Another one of our favorite guests is with us. He's Kevin Dillon, Executive Director of the Connecticut Airport Authority. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Did you ever like Airport, the movie? Did it inspire you to do what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We were afraid. We heard you change the airport name. We thought you were changing your name, but that's not the not the case.
No,
where does that stand? Is that a realistic possibility? And how long, if it is, what would have to happen to change the airport's name? Where does it go? What channels does it go through?
Sure. Well, we're taking a look at it. I mean, the rationale behind reviewing a potential name change is to put a geographic identifier into the name of the airport. What we're starting to find, particularly as we get into international service and right. long-haul domestic service, folks simply don't know exactly where Bradley Airport is located. So if you have somebody on the West Coast is looking to book a flight into New England,
right.
you know, they have a hard time pinpointing exactly where Bradley is. I mean, naturally, they know where Boston is, they know where New York is, and those become viable options to book into New England. So it's something that we're taking a look at. We're a long way from making any decision on that because, as I'm sure you can imagine, it's a costly venture.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, I bet.
I mean, all of the marketing that you have to do to get the new name out there and even mundane things such as changing the stationery have a significant cost. So,
well, and, you know, the thing that gets me on flights is when you're on a plane and the flight attendant has no idea where Bradley is.
Right.
You know, they stumble with Bradley and, you know, Bradley Airport in Springfield or Bradley Airport in that's the thing that gets me when I fly commercial.
Correct. Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge for us. So that's why we want to take a look at it. But at the same time, you know, we want to be very respectful of the legacy of Eugene Bradley. The airport's named after Eugene Bradley, who was a World War II flyer. And we want to reach out to veterans groups to get their reaction to what a potential name change would mean to them as well, because Eugene Bradley really represents all of the veterans that have served this country.
Sure.
So we want to be very respectful of that. You know, but you asked about process. If the board here for the Airport Authority decides that it's a good thing to move forward with the name change, they can simply vote to do that. There is no FAA approval that's required. We'll never be able to change the three-letter designator, BDL.
Yeah.
All, you know, three letter designators are used at this point. So that would always have to be attached to the airport. So there really is no other further approval other than the board. But as I said, we want to be very cautious as to how we look at this. We want to get public input, and we want to certainly talk to veterans groups.
What do you think would be the effect? I mean, for example, O'Hare. It's named after a guy named O'Hare, but I have no idea who that is, and I know it's in Chicago because I go through there all the time.
Right.
Same with Midway. You know, some of these you do know, whereas Minneapolis-St. Paul, you know what that is. Does this affect, I mean, when people are booking flights, do they not look at BDL? They don't know quite what that is?
Yeah, it's folks don't understand the geographic identification. I mean, even O'Hare is referred to as Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Well, that's right. That's
right.
Midway is Chicago Midway Airport. You know, a good example is the Milwaukee Airport, General Mitchell Airport.
Yeah.
That was the name of the airport. They were having the same challenge. So they've changed the name of the airport to Milwaukee Mitchell Airport.
So it could be like Hartford-Bradley Airport or something like that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Correct.
That makes sense. Kevin, what about the impact to the airport that the 737 MAX is having?
Yeah, that represents a real challenge for a number of our airlines here. There are three airlines that operate at Bradley that operate that type of aircraft.
Right.
That's Southwest, American, and United.
Right.
Fortunately, none of our routes had a direct 737 MAX assigned. However, from time to time, that aircraft can rotate through as they rotate aircraft throughout the system. But what the three airlines have been doing is they've been optimizing their entire network to to account for the loss of the MAX aircraft. And even though we didn't have a definitively assigned MAX here, they may find another city has a higher need for the aircraft and pull an aircraft from Bradley, right, to substitute. So that's where we're being impacted. Fortunately, that impact has been relatively limited. There's been a couple of Southwest flights that have been canceled. There's been a couple of American flights that have been canceled. You know, American has been very proactive. They've actually accounted for the MAX not being available right through August 19th. And that's resulting in a system-wide cancellation of approximately 119 flights every day.
Wow.
Now, we have had some cancellations because of that optimization. But as I said, I feel very fortunate here at Bradley. They've been very few and far between.
You know, the odd thing is I think I caught one from Chicago to Hartford one time. Oh, wait, Bradley. No. From Hartford. But no, I was on it, and I think it was, you know, one of the new ones. It's really a great plane, though, except it crashes. But you know, you've got Wi-Fi. You've got places where you can plug in your – by the way, you've done a great job at Bradley, places to charge your electronic devices. That's almost vital nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. We're continuing to make a lot of improvements here at the airport, physical improvements, service improvements, and, you know, certainly amenities like that we know are very important because, as I said to folks before, what we're really selling here at Bradley is convenience, and we really need to differentiate ourselves from the large hub airports, from Logan and the New York airports, and that's why we're constantly out there looking and interacting with our passengers, trying to find out what new services they're looking for.
But the fact is, you're easy to get to.
Absolutely.
Right, no Absolutely. Question. Hey, Kevin, thanks for a few minutes. We always appreciate it. We'll see you.
Great to be with you. Thanks.
Kevin Dillon, boss of Connecticut Airport Authority, Hartford-Bradley Airport. I like the sound of that.
It is an easy airport to use.
That's what it should be.
It truly is.
I mean, let's if they just reduce parking at the garage, it should be better.
I think that's the state at work.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.